Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay's city council heard new details Monday on a reconstruction of the North Core downtown that will include curbless, flexible streets, less traffic, and more greenery, along with a new cost estimate of $11 million. Council also awarded nearly $3 million in funding to local nonprofits, and received updates on the city's climate adaptation efforts and the reconstruction of Balmoral Street. Councillors will meet again on Tuesday and Thursday of this week as part of the 2023 budget review process, in the lead-up to a final ratification vote on February 6. North Core Streetscape Project estimated at $11 million work to redesign streets and boulevards in Thunder Bay's North Core downtown is estimated at $11 million, including the replacement of underground infrastructure that's at end of life. The proposed 2023 budget includes only $6.25 million for the work, including an anticipated $1 million in federal funding. The work was previously estimated at $6 to $8 million. Director of Engineering Kayla Dixon told Council the city will likely phase the work over 2 years, tackling Red River Road in 2023 and much of Court Street in 2024. Dixon acknowledged the city has not fully funded the revamp, which staff call a once-in-a-generation chance to redefine the downtown to make it friendlier to pedestrians, markets, and events. However, she expressed optimism applications to the NOHFC and FEDNR would help finance the work. The city will look to minimize disruption to area businesses by awarding a contract for the reconstruction as early as possible this year and pre-ordering materials, Dixon said. City awards $3 million in support for nonprofits. Some agencies will see significant changes in their allocations under the city's community, youth and cultural funding program in 2023. The Shelter House will see its funding through the program fall by over $100,000, while the Thunder Bay Art Gallery and Community Auditorium will each receive meaningful increases. The program allocates around $2.9 million in total to 18 local nonprofits. Read our full coverage climate adaptation update. Councillors received an annual update on the city's climate adaptation efforts, which highlighted stormwater management work and the impacts of unusually severe spring flooding in 2022. That spring flooding caused an estimated $3 million in damage to local infrastructure, largely related to the collapse of a culvert on River Street, but also including other roadway and culvert washouts and some sewer replacement. This year's spring breakup was considered a 100-year flooding event by historic standards, said Climate Adaptation Coordinator Jacob Porter, and follows other major flooding events in 2008, 2012, and 2016. The report outlined actions including the addition of 4.4 hectares of low-impact developments to address stormwater, and the launch in 2023 of a Climate Lens tool that will measure the climate impact of city decisions. Price bump for Balmoral reconstruction. The final phase in a major, multi-year reconstruction of Balmoral Street saw a roughly $670,000 bump in costs, rising to an estimated $8.97 million. That still comes in below the city's pre-tender estimate of $10 million, but reflects unbudgeted costs including greater than anticipated electrical work at the Balmoral and Central Avenue intersection, and unforeseen tree planting and storm and drainage work. Director of Engineering Kayla Dixon said the need for that additional work wasn't clear until construction began, in response to questions from Cown. Casey Etrenny on Monday. Read our previous coverage. Bear Point Water Treatment Plant review staff reported on the results of a management review of the Bear Point Water Treatment Plant, saying the facility continues to meet provincial standards. A November 2022 audit by Sci Global confirmed the plant is meeting Ontario's drinking water quality management standard, according to a memo from General Manager of Infrastructure and Operations Kerry Marshall. Council did not discuss the review on Monday. Engaging the public on asset management. The city is outlining a plan to gather public input as it develops a provincially mandated asset management plan meant to ensure it's properly maintaining its infrastructure. Like many other municipalities, the city spends far less than what's needed to maintain and replace its physical assets, from roads and sewers to parks and recreation facilities. Staff estimate that infrastructure gap at over $22 million a year. Provincial legislation requires the city to approve a plan to tackle that gap by 2025, including an infrastructure inventory and financial strategy, Cown. Andrew Folds called the plan critical to avoid what he described as recent, catastrophic failures, like the collapse of the River Street culvert and sinking of the James Whalen tugboat. The city has so far rolled out informational videos about its asset management plan online, and between March and June will launch a series of public engagement events.